Mr. Bumstick Real Farm.
And sure, I tried to make a homework. And in the evening and the weekends, you come and work here. For whatever profit we've got to make on the homeworks, you'll be a partner to. We'll see how things develop. And it developed very well. We could sell whatever we could make. So after a few weeks working there, he left and became our third partner. And we started expanding rapidly. The place we were in, this house, was too small. So we found the other side of the street, there were two empty houses. So we decided to buy the two houses. We bought the two houses for £700. Pulled them down. The year is 1962. Got a family already, three children, growing up, alive. So we did, we decided to build our own factory. So we bought these two old houses, so a piece of land behind it, and we built, went to the bank knew already how we're doing in the building. So it went us £22,000 to build this factory. But one floor and a little bit on top. And the humbug trade developed. So it was times after this, a year later, we were employing 60 people. And we couldn't make enough. And obviously, everything. It was all right. We started beginning then. Later on, we put on another form on top. And while we had this factory, we worked very hard. So at times, Lily used to come out of the factory. We never used to go out. She used to bring the sandwiches to the place. I could see the workers at 5, 6 o'clock, they left. We carried on working. When it came before Christmas, Lily would tell me many nights. Saturday night, we went quite through the night to be able to send out the stuff on the moon, because we knew the next two, few weeks, whatever you make, you'll sell. And we made money, we worked very hard in the 60s, in the 70s, till we established ourselves. And then, when the kids grew up, two boys came into the business. My two boys came in. My partner's two children came in. And in the 80s, unfortunate thinking, all this stuff which we were making started coming in from the Far East, next to nothing. We couldn't get even the raw material what the prices costed us.
Can you tell me about the reaction you got from English people when you first came to Britain?
Marvellous is not a word to describe it, because we were never used to live with people like the English people. So we're better than our own people. The politeness, the nervous, but we arrived to live there. I must tell you one incident which I'm going to tell you. The first morning when we arrived, they had taken all the clothes away from us. We were getting all the workers in the underwear. But we couldn't understand this. We looked out through the windows, we saw bicycles outside these houses. All the English people's houses, bicycles, what do they do? They take them away. We started riding around. Didn't go to the police to report on us, they knew where it came from. Not only didn't they do anything, they gave us the bicycle. But then we want to use it. And the same thing. Can you imagine a place like Windmill? It's got a one picture house. I remember to this day it was sixpence to go in. So when we got to the public room, we all used to tune them. the residents of Rumania had to go somewhere else in pictures. But never ever. All we got from the English people's help, not only this, all the way. And the same in business. Because they knew whatever we say, what we promised to live in and everything, but we always kept our way to it. And as far as the English people is concerned, only admiration, because when we come home, we never experienced anything like it. We helped all the way. And not only this, see, I joined a golf camp where the only selected members which are accepted to the golf camp. But when I was in business, the people doing business with the members of the golf camp, one of the president, one of that, and they recommended me to them. And then I joined, and then another few boys joined. It's really hard at the beginning to fit in, but it made me very welcome. I even became a Catholic, says the Lord. Tolerance with English people is undescribable, because I've seen America, I've seen everything. No comparison. Why do you think I came back here? Because what I experienced here is the people, the walls, and everything.
Did you come across anti-Semitism in England?
Slight, but nothing. You can't even say it in the same words that I experienced in Poland.